This is KCUR 89.3. For years, the Social Security Administration has been struggling to pull off a tricky balancing act. There's been a surge in the number of people applying for disability benefits, but the amount of money the administration gets to handle claims has been shrinking. The agency recently updated the application process, but some say this could make getting financial assistance more difficult for many people who need it. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
By the time Stephanie Hashmi of Lenexa, Kansas was in her mid-20s, she had achieved a lifelong dream. She was the charge nurse at one of Kansas City's largest intensive care units. But even as she cared for patients, she realized something was off with her own health.
I remember just feeling tired and feeling just sick and hurting and not knowing why my joints and body was hurting.
Hashmi was diagnosed with systemic lupus, a disease in which the body's immune system attacks its own tissues and organs. She's had surgeries and treatments, but now at age 41, Hashmi is often bedridden. She finally had to leave her job about 6 years ago, but when she applied for disability benefits, she was denied.
I just started bawling because I felt like if they looked at my records or read these notes, surely they would understand my situation.
It is not easy to get disability benefits, and it's a very complicated and difficult process.
Lisa Ekman is Director of Government Affairs for the National Organization of Social Security Claimants Representatives. Right now, just about 45% of people who apply for disability benefits are accepted, and getting a hearing takes an average of nearly 600 days. The Kansas City office's approval rate is slightly lower at 40%, but has an average hearing time of closer to 500 days. The backlog started snowballing about 10 years ago, around the time Jason Fichtner became acting deputy commissioner of the Social Security Administration. He says that during the Great Recession, a lot of people who had disabilities applied, but they weren't necessarily unable to work.
But they're on the margin. They can work, but when a recession happens, those are the first people who tend to lose their jobs, and then they apply for disability insurance.
There are now more than a million people across the country waiting for hearings. Adding to the strain, the Social Security Administration's core operating budget has shrunk by 10% since 2010. This spring, the agency introduced changes to fight fraud and streamline the application process, including a measure that removes the special consideration given to a person's longtime doctor. Lisa Ekman says this is a mistake.
Those changes would now put the evidence from a treating physician on the same weight as evidence from a medical consultant that SSA employed to do a one-time brief examination of an individual, or they had to do a review of the paper file and may never have examined the individual.
She says this could lead to more denials for disabled people with complex conditions like lupus, multiple sclerosis, or schizophrenia. These diseases can affect patients in very different ways and may be hard for an unfamiliar doctor or nurse to assess. She says more denials will lead to more appeals, which will increase the backlog. But former Administrator Fichtner, now a senior research fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, says the agency is obligated to weed out any fraud it can, including the admittedly rare cases of treating physicians tipping the scales in favor of their patients. He says the administration can still prioritize applicants.
For patients who are really in dire condition and really have major disabilities, I don't think they have to worry about this rule change.
He acknowledges the backlog needs attention and says the agency has safeguards to monitor whether the rule is working. Back in her kitchen in Lenexa, Stephanie Hashmi's husband Sean prepares a family dinner she won't be able to eat due to problems with her esophagus. Stephanie puts on a brave smile, but the progression of the disease and the ordeal with Social Security have made her increasingly pessimistic. After several rejections, she's now trying another appeal. Her hearing is scheduled for November of 2018. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.